You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 81.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to another Flip Empire Q&A show. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome. It is fantastic to have you on here, and I hope that you stick with us. And, you know, I want to encourage you to listen to a lot of the previous episodes. We've covered a variety of content here in the real estate investing world, specifically the wholesaling niche. And if you don't know what wholesaling is, in a nutshell, it's simply finding a distressed property or a distressed seller, contracting that property and assigning that contract to a cash buyer for a higher price and making the fee in the middle or the spread. That's all wholesaling is. It's a very simple concept. It's a fantastic way to be financially free and make a lot of money. So, you know, again, I thank you for joining us here. And if you've, you know, been with me for a while, I can't thank you enough for your support and for just the positive feedback that I've been getting over the course of the last several months. You know, we've kind of hit a stride here with the podcast, and every single month we're getting more and more downloads. So again, that's a testament to you. Your feedback continues to motivate me to jump on here and put out this content. You know, these are a lot of what I'm talking about here. Matter of fact, everything that I talk about here in the show is things that we're doing in our business, things that are working, things that are not working. The masterclass is great because, you know, just like you, it's an opportunity for me to learn from some of the experts that I have on here. So if you have anybody in particular that you would like me to feature on the show, I would love for you to connect with me. Let me know. Also, if you have a question you'd like me to kind of focus in on an upcoming episode, I want to encourage you, go to flipempire.com, click on the Ask Alex link, and you can go ahead and submit any feedback, any question you have. And again, you know, you're the reason I'm doing this. And so if you have something in particular that you'd like me to cover or focus on, by all means, please let me know. So before I get into the content here with today's Q&A show, you know, I've had some amazing experts on this. Every single one I've learned at least one or two things from. John Martinez was the most recent guest expert I had, and we just got through releasing part two earlier this week. And John Martinez, if you don't know who he is, he's somebody who he's been involved in the sales industry for over 18 years. And, you know, he's generated, I want to say, hundreds of millions of dollars in sales for the clients he's worked with. And you know, he's done very well in his own business. And John is, it was great to have him on because he brings just such unique perspective when it comes to sales because of all the different industries and all the different people and entrepreneurs he's worked with. You know, I know he's worked with Google and you know, over the course of the last 2 years, he's really found a niche within our industry, you know, real estate investing, specifically wholesalers. I know he works with some turnkey operators, and he's had a dramatic impact on a lot of investors' businesses. We just finished going through his 12-week REI Sales Academy, and I can't tell you, you know, just how revolutionary, if that's the word I'm looking for here, transformative, I think is a better word, how transformative it's been for the way that we communicate with sellers on the front end, the way that we process the leads. So if you haven't heard part one, that's exactly what we dive into. We talk about, you know, when we spend so much money on our marketing, and even if you don't spend money on marketing and you are generating leads, you spend a lot of time, right? So time and money, and time is the one asset we can't get back. You know, once you use it, it's gone, right? You can always make money back, but you can't make time. And so we're spending time and money on marketing. So many people focus on lead generation, but I don't think enough people are focused on lead conversion, right? And that's an area that I think, you know, we need to do a better job of really training people on and just providing quality content. And that's exactly what John does. And that's why, you know, I made a large investment in his REI Sales Academy, because it's extremely important that if we're going to generate leads, we know how to convert, these leads. So part one, so if you haven't heard it, go to flipempire.com/episode78. That's part one with John Martinez. We actually give away his seller script, which is what we've implemented in our business. And we, John and I, do some role playing, and we go through the entire process of, you know, the psychology, not only role playing, okay, here's how you speak to a seller, here's how you process a lead, but the psychology behind it. And that's extremely important. And what's really cool about John's approach is that it's sales in a non-salesy, douchey way, right? It's not, you're not using snake, you know, car salesman or snake oil salesman type of tactics. It's the complete opposite approach. And so, you know, what we went into in part two, which is episode 80, if you go to flipempire.com/episode80, we talked about, okay, now that we've processed a lead, and you said, let's say you set up an on-site appointment for you or your acquisitions manager to go meet with the seller, what's the framework for that conversation or for that meeting? And this is something that I haven't seen anybody do in the past. And it's, we're actually giving away that script, that framework of, not only are we giving away the seller script in episode 78, but we're giving away the meeting with a home seller script in episode 80. And you can get both of those downloads in the show notes page, again, on flipempire.com/episode80. So what I want to focus on today, and this is kind of a perfect segue, is if you download that script and you scroll all the way to the bottom on page 4, there's a section that says miscellaneous scenarios. And the first one is handling maybes and think it overs, you know, or I have to get other offers. Basically, if, you know, we're looking for, when we meet with the seller, or even if you're negotiating these deals over the phone, or somebody on your team is, you're looking for a yes or a no. Anything other than that, and that's the worst case scenario for us. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And then I'm also going to talk about, how do you deal with the hesitant or the resistant or the hostile sellers, right? There's a specific way that you want to speak to somebody that you've turned off for A or B reason, or maybe they're just having a bad day and they lash out. You know, there's a specific way that you want to communicate with those people. And then finally, I want to talk about justifying the offer. Okay, so those are the three areas that I'd like to cover here on today's Q&A show, because I've probably gotten, this is one of the episodes, the last couple episodes have been one of the ones that have produced the most inquiries and questions and comments and feedback. So I really want to just kind of hone in on this. And so the first part is the handling maybes and the think it overs. I think this is one of the things that we covered on the show with John is, you know, we're looking for a yes or a no. And by the way, you want to communicate to the sellers that if it's a no, that's perfectly fine, that you're not able to buy every single property that you go visit, right? It's a yes or a no. If they give you a maybe, if they give you a think it over, then, you know, you'll see it in the script there, but you want to notify the seller in a very nurturing way. And that's going to help, you know, uncover what are the objections behind why they're not ready to commit to a yes or a no. And so I'm going to read to you here, you know, I guess a script, right? As this is, you can put this in your words. One of the biggest things is that John, you know, teaches is that an unrehearsed script is what sounds robotic. Okay. So people have a misconception about scripts. Scripts are important. You know, he talked about in part one, how some of the most, you know, impactful, important, well-known speeches from Martin Luther King to you name it, they were all scripted, right? So actors in movies, you know, scripts are extremely important. It's the key is to rehearse and practice and role play the script so that you don't sound like a robot and it's second nature to you. But in a nutshell, I'm going to read to you here how you can handle a maybe or a think it over. So here we go. It's, and again, this is the meeting with a homeowner, home seller script that you can download in the show notes page for episode 80. So listen, you know, Mr. Seller, I know it's a lot to think about, and believe me, I completely understand, but I have some more properties I'm going to see today. And, you know, if I buy this one, I might not be able to buy some of the others. And if, again, you know, if I buy some of the others, I'm probably not going to be in a position to buy your home. So unfortunately, you know, at this moment, I think we're just going to have to call this a no. I'm not in a position where I can leave, you know, an open contract with you. And I want you to know that it's 100% okay. You know, I don't expect to buy every house I see. So no worries or hard feelings here. Okay. So that was just in a nutshell. I just tried to, you know, use some different tonality there to not make it sound scripted. And But this is something that we're constantly training on. And again, I think you just want to rehearse it. But that's the basic gist of this. You know, you want to, if they're going to give you a maybe or a think it over, you need to push the fact that, okay, if it's a maybe or a think it over, I'm going to have to consider this a no. And then sometimes you're going to find that they're going to start to sell you. Well, wait a second, you know, and it's, again, it's the whole idea of chasing a dog versus running away from a dog, right? So now the second thing, how to deal with a hesitant or resistant or a hostile seller. Here's basically what John has on the script. Listen, you want to take, first of all, you have to understand that you want to take complete 100% responsibility for putting them in that position. Now, that may not be the case. Maybe they just had a bad day, or maybe they're just a mean person, right? It doesn't matter. If you want to move forward, you have to accept responsibility for it. So you can say something to the effect of, listen, Mr. Seller, I'm really sorry. I think I must have said or done something to upset you or make you uncomfortable. I'm not really sure what it is, but honestly, I feel terrible about it, right? So something to that effect. I think the point is that you just want to accept responsibility for it. And then the last part, justifying the offer, you know, if you're going to walk through the seller what they would list the property for, you're going to subtract the closing cost, insurance, commissions, all that stuff. You want to make sure to use their numbers and force them to do the math, you know, because if you try to put your math and your numbers into the equation, they're not really going to buy in, but they're going to believe it if they go through the process. So just kind of guide them through the process, but you don't want to tell them, you know, you don't want to say, hey, Mr. Seller, listen, okay, so here's the deal. You know, if you sold it for this price, you're going to have to pay a 6% commission. You're going to have X amount of thousands of dollars in closing costs. You're going to have all this stuff. It's not going to be as effective as if you kind of walk them through it, but you have them go through the math. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. But anyways, those are the three areas I wanted to cover on. And next week, I'm going to get back to actually answering some questions. I have some things I want to cover specifically when it comes to, you know, hiring acquisitions managers, what type of person you're looking for, etc. So I will be answering some of the questions that have come in. And other than that, you know, I want to encourage you again. This is something I've talked about on the last few episodes. If you're interested in connecting with John and you're curious about his REI Sales Academy, which is a 12-week, you know, intensive live program that you go through with John, you actually even get him as a coach specifically for sales within, you know, our business for real estate investors. I want you to go to flipempire.com/John. flipempire.com/John. John was awesome. He's giving the Flip Empire audience 80% off. Actually, what you're paying is less than what I paid 12 weeks ago. So that's really cool that you guys are getting this discount. And if you're just not sure and you just want to find out a little bit more about what it entails and what you get, that's perfectly fine. You can go to flipempire.com/sales. Okay, /sales. And then you can read up more. Just make sure that if you do that, when you apply the coupon code at the checkout page, you put in the keyword or the code Flip Empire and the number 80, and that'll apply the 80% discount. And if not, you know, that's perfectly fine too. If you have any questions or you want to talk more about this process, reach out to me, let me know. I'd be happy to connect with you. And again, just thank you for tuning in and sticking with me. I hope to continue to deliver. And if there's a particular area that you don't like or something you just, you know, you're not cool with, let me know. Let me know, because I'm always looking for ways to improve the show and add as much value as possible. So I will catch you on Monday's masterclass with somebody that, just by listening to this person, you can't help but feel pumped, energized, and kind of just get up out of your chair. So I'm looking forward to Monday's masterclass. Make sure to tune in and check it out.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.